Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, cloudy today with a high near 42 degrees. Tonight, a slight chance of rain before 9 p.m., then a chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 31. Thursday, snow possibly mixed with rain, becoming all snow after 4 p.m., high near 37. East wind gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. And in the news for today, ongoing spending increases in Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget could put the state in a tough financial spot when the 2025-27 budget rolls around, but so could a GOP flat income tax proposal, according to a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The state is in a strong position with more than $7 billion projected surplus, thanks in part to federal pandemic relief dollars. But Evers' budget proposals would exceed revenues by nearly $5.3 billion in 2024 and $1.3 billion in 2025, resulting in the largest imbalance of any budget on record, according to the report. While a portion of the money would be one-time spending, a large amount would be ongoing and difficult to maintain. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu's plan for a 3.25% flat income tax over a four-year period would lower state revenue by nearly $5 billion over the 23-25 budget and $9.4 billion in the next one. That, according to a report shared with us from WisPolitics. The report advises lawmakers and the governor to ensure new spending and tax cuts are sustainable in the coming budget and later budgets as well, considering the possibility of a recession on the horizon. Evers has proposed to spend $103.8 billion through 2025, including both state and federal money, a 17.9% boost in spending in the first year of the budget, and 0.8% in the second year. The amount includes $48.1 billion in general purpose revenue, a 23.2% increase in the first year compared to 1.2% in the second. Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee have vowed to work off the base budget and strip out the governor's policy provisions. They are likely to remove a good portion of the spending Evers recommended, the WisPolitics report stated. WPR Online News is reporting that the candidates in Wisconsin's consequential Supreme Court race may participate in just one debate together, according to schedules released by the candidates. On Monday, former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly and Judge Janet Protasiewicz released their respective debate schedules. Only one event was shared by both candidates, the State Bar of Wisconsin's debate on March 21st. The State Bar event was the only debate Protasiewicz has agreed to participate in. Kelly's list included debates planned by the Milwaukee Press Club, the Dane County Bar Association, the Downtown Madison Rotary, the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce, and multiple media outlets, including PBS Wisconsin. Again, some information for this report comes with permission from WPR Online. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.